This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Music Hall starring Al Jolson.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers
are really going to pop in his joint tonight. Because my good friend Jimmy Durant is going to drop in later. And we're going to have what you call a real old clam day. And now I'm going to warm up with a tune that's so jumpy, I have to have somebody hold me down while I sing it. Hold me down, Lou Bring, hold me down. Ma, she's making eyes at me. Ma, she's awful nice to me. Ma, she's almost breaking my heart. I'm the sider. Mercy, let a conscience got a ma. She wants to marry me. Be my honey bee. Every minute she gets bolder. Now she's leaning on my shoulder. Ma, she's kissing me. Ma, ma, she's holding hands with me. Ma, how nice she stands with me. Ma, she's pinching both of my teeth. Thumb, she's doing. I'm forgetting what I'm doing. Ma, she's pretty as can be. Lights are turning low. Love for me is growing stronger. I can't hold out any longer. Ma, ma, ma.
Weren't you sort of disappointed when you had to postpone your trip to New York?
I was, Ken, but the little Asa, you know, that's my little boy.
Yeah.
He was more disappointed.
I'll bet he was.
Oh, yes, he was. But to make up for it, I bought him a present. But I don't know what's the matter with that kid. He doesn't show any interest in it.
Really?
No, it's a wonderful present that anybody could be absolutely mad about. I wish I could have had it when I was a little boy.
What is it?
My latest record album.
All right. But, Al, maybe it's good for little Ace to learn about disappointments.
How come?
Well, it'll make a man out of him. Look at President Truman. He wanted to run a successful haberdashery store. But business was so bad, he became president.
Can I get into this conversation, or would you rather enjoy yourself?
Oscar. Oscar, I was just telling Ken I was having some trouble with my little son, Asa.
Al, I can tell you how to bring up kids. I'm an ex-problem child myself. When I was a little boy, my parents said, Oscar, if you don't listen to your parents, when you grow up, you'll mix the wrong kind of people.
So?
Well, they were right. Here I am talking to you. You can't mix water with borscht.
I commend you again.
When I was a struggling young pianist, every one of my relatives would send me a letter telling me that someday I'd get to the top. The letters would say, keep trying, keep trying. Now the letters say, stop trying, stop trying.
Oscar, stop trying to be funny and go over and play your piano. You better play it real good, because if you don't, you'll be living in it. Move over. Play a little of that Greek concerto, will you, boy?
Thank you.
trouble this morning. I'm feeling happy today. Going to pack my cares in a whistle. Blow them all away. What if I've been unlucky? Really, I ain't got a thing. There's a time I always feel happy. As happy as a king. When the red, red robin's out bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he stops robbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get out of bed, cheer up. The sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along. When the red, red robin starts bobbing along.
Wait a minute. Kind of familiar. What is that thing you're playing?
Al, the song is Lady Play Your Mandolin, and modesty prevents me from telling you that I wrote it.
That's interesting, Oscar. Tell me, what inspired you to write Lady Play Your Mandolin?
Well, I was very poor at the time, and a friend of mine gave me a pick. So I wrote a mandolin song.
Oscar, please, don't try to be funny. Everybody knows the only way you can play a mandolin is with a pick.
Not with the one I had. I used to dig ditches with it. Anyway, I figured if you sang it now, it would become popular again.
Well, Oscar, when I sing Lady Play Your Mandolin, I don't know. I don't feel anything.
That's because you're not a mandolin.
Oscar, I have a proposition. You got a turkey you want me to sing?
Well, that's one way of putting it.
Well, you know... There's an old saying, you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. Now, look, Oscar, little Acer, that's my boy, you know. He could use some piano lessons.
I'd rather scratch his back.
Oscar, if you don't want to cooperate, I won't sing your song. Lou Bring, will you play If I Could Be With You 1 hour tonight? This, Oscar, will give you the idea of the type of song that I like to sing. If I could be with you, I'd love you strong. If I could be with you, I'd love you long. I want you to know I wouldn't go until I told you, baby, why I love you so. And if I could be with you 1 hour a night, if I was free to do the things I might, I'm telling you true, I'd be anything but blue if I could be with you. If I could be with you 1 hour a night, if I was free to do the things I might, I'm telling you true, I'd be anything but blue if I could be with you for just an hour. If I could be with you. Some people come back to the music hall because they like it. Some come back because we like them. But here's the only man who has to make 2 appearances to get his nose in. Jimmy Garelli.
You gotta start off each day with a song. look better. Ha! Why, that note is so high it can only be heard by a dog.
Wait a minute, Jimmy. I heard that note.
What do you know? A talking dog. At the radio, mischievous tonight.
Jimmy, I understand you wanted to see me about something important.
Yeah, Al. I read in the paper that you're going to take a trip around the world this summer.
Yeah.
So I thought if the two of us went, we could be goodwill ambassadors. I've got the brass knuckles all packed.
Look, Jimmy, if we're goodwill ambassadors, why would we need brass knuckles?
Just in case we have to beat some goodwill into somebody.
I know you've been all over America, James, but have you ever taken any ocean trips?
Jolson, all you got to do is ask the officers on the Queen Mary. I sat at the captain's table every day until they served dinner.
Just a minute. You were on the Queen Mary, huh? You probably were a stowaway.
Wait a minute, Al. I had a beautiful cabin all to myself. Of course, I didn't like the crew coming in every half hour to oil the engines.
Oh, Jimmy. You don't know what traveling on an ocean liner is like. No, you don't, Jimmy. Not until you've hit a rough sea.
This boat trip was plenty rough, Al. My morning exercises consisted of trying to touch the floor with bowed feet.
Well, James, I don't know if you've been any help to me or not. You see, I want to go to romantic spots. Like, Biarritz, the Riviera.
The Riviera. I'll never forget Count Broccoli's house party.
Count Broccoli?
Count Broccoli, I knew him very well. That mad, enchanting night when I took off my shoes and went wading in Lady High Bottom's onion soup.
Well, I can just see myself in Monte Carlo, Paris, and Venice, especially Venice, where the gondoliers sing. Oh, sola mia. Oh, sola you are. How do you like that, James? How do you like that?
Oh, boy. That's beautiful. I remember floating down a canal in Venice. It was such a lovely night, I kept wishing I was in a boat.
Oh, Jimmy, you're so right. There's so much to see in this world, isn't there?
Yeah, things like the Osti Triumph and the Leaning Tower of Pizza.
Give me that again, please. The Leaning Tower of what?
The Leaning Tower of Pizza.
Pizza. Jimmy, it's the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Pisa. Pizza is something they eat in Italy.
Well, maybe if they stopped eating on it, it wouldn't leave.
Them writers got the waist soon.
Now, Boston, here's the way your route should go. We head for Hawaii first. Last time I went by plane.
Triple?
Yeah, they overcharged me a little. you love Hawaii, Al. It's so romantic. I remember the last time I was there, the romance of the air made me feel like composing music. So I went out and sat in a secluded brook.
You sat in a what?
I sat in a secluded brook.
Jimmy, don't you mean nook?
I meant nook, but I didn't watch where I was sitting. I can just see us wandering around the beach at Oahu.
Jimmy, look at the girl doing the hula in those grass skirts.
Yeah, get out of my way. I want to throw some dandelion seeds at them.
What for?
In another month, the dandelions will choke out the grass.
Hickey, hickey, hoo-wa. Hoo-da, hickey, hickey, hoo-wa. Hoo-wa, hoo-wa. Are you fellas American?
Yeah, who are you?
Oscar Kamehameha. You fellas got nickel for coconut?
A coconut? I've heard dialects, but never one like that. I'll throw you the line again. A coconut?
I can only repeat. Ooh, ah.
Go ahead.
I'm sick of pineapple juice. Ooh, ah.
I can see from that, Jimmy, we better skip Hawaii. Where will we go next?
South America. We'll go straight as the crow flies. That is, if you like traveling by crow.
I've always wanted to go to South America.
Yeah, I want to be sure to see the Andes.
Oh, you'll not only see the Andes, but I'll show you the Himalayas, too. Well, Jimmy, you don't know anything about South America, do you?
Why, Al, I had my own coffee plantation in Brazil.
No.
It was just a small one of 8 beans. I grew nothing but demitasses.
Ah, there's an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. In fact, I was told that the faucets are marked. Hot, cold, and chased in sandbar.
Al, you and I could have a lot of fun in Brazil. I can picture us now sitting in our hacienda. That's French for Spanish. Well, how do you like the plantation, Al?
Oh, I couldn't sleep, Jimmy. The birds sang all night long.
Yeah, the coffee trees kept them awake.
Well, they ought to build their nest in a sanca tree. Jimmy, what do you say we go to a nightclub? I want to do some dancing.
I asked a couple of girls to dance last night, but they wouldn't say yes. They just kept saying, si.
Wait a minute, Jimmy. Down here, they speak Spanish. They say si instead of yes.
How do they say no?
Why, they just say no.
They always make that one easier.
Buenos dias, hombres. Are you Americanos?
It's him again. Say, how come you left Hawaii, the land of the wool and the grass skirts?
I got hay fever. Senores, give me nickel for a glass of milk.
Milk?
Ooh-ha.
He wound up being a Western. You know, Al, I'd like to make that trip. From Switzerland, we could fly over the Himalayas.
Over the what?
Himalayas.
Jimmy, look, you don't even know where the Himalayas are.
Why, sure, they're right next to the Himalayas.
You know what would be interesting, Jimmy? A trip to the Middle East. Yes, sir, a trip to the Middle East. It gives us a chance to ride on a camel. You see, in Arabia, everybody rides camels. Of course, I guess they're hard to get up on, you know. They're high, you know.
Not if you're with me, Al.
How come?
Well, when I want to mount a camel,
yeah.
I just walk up and look him in the face, point to his nose,
yeah.
And then I point to my nose, and without fail, the camel kneels with shame.
Jimmy, it's no use. I think I'll stick to my original plan and take the trip with my wife.
Okay, Al. Like they used to say when I traveled through China.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I was traveling too fast. But Al, as you go through these foreign countries, you'll no doubt be singing a song or two or even 5,000. So you'll need a real piano player.
Yes, you're right, Jimmy. I better take you along. And I'll tell you why. Mr. Rembrandt needed a piece of canvas before he could paint a thing. Benvenuto Cellini needed a chisel before he could start sculpturing. And folks, Jolie needed a great piano player before he could start to sing.
Al, stop worrying. I'm here. Go ahead, let your voice start to ring.
Oh, Jimmy, by the way, do you play accompaniment? I mean, can you play classic stuff like Levant or Jose Iturbide?
I'm even better. Can Jose Iturbide play this? Or 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 this? Jose, make way for Nose.
Why, Jimmy, you're sensational. What are we waiting for? Let's go. Cause it's a thrill.
It's a thrill.
When a real piano player sits down at the keys, it makes me weak in the knees to hear him. Oh, what a kick.
What a kick.
When a real piano player starts to tinkle away, it makes your voice light and gay. When he goes, I'm completely gone, I'm beside myself.
Well, I can understand your bliss. side of that. Compose yourself.
Levant was never like this.
Yeah, listen close. You know that ain't chopped liver.
Hear those harmonies.
You know, this is very tiring. I play with all my might.
Here's a dollar, kid. Don't stop. Keep playing all night. Cause it's a thrill.
Yes, it's a thrill.
When a real piano player strips down at the keys. Two bottles of beer upstairs.
You'll notice, Mr. Jolson, I don't need Larry Parks to play the black keys.
I've been stabbed. Keep going, boy. Let's hear that beat. Break that old piano. Hold there with me.
He can't resist. Just look at him shake. Al, take the break. And a rusty I curvy. Well, guys, I admire.
Forget them all, boy. Name your price. Give me. You're hired.
Yes, oh, what a thrill.
When a real piano player sits down at the keys. Sit down at the keys. All alone, I'm so all alone. There is no one else but you. All alone by the telephone, waiting for a ring, a ting-a-ling. I'm all alone every evening. All alone. How you are, and if you are all alone too.
Of all the love songs I've ever sung, here's one that seems to be as lasting as love itself.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart and mine embraces. All day through, in that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
Good night, everybody.
Al Jolson Show is released for listeners in the United States by NBC, the National Broadcasting Company, and rebroadcast to our men and women overseas by the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.